Oh yeah, there's an old walking plow and then a sod plow, and we call them a gang plow, where you hook a half dozen horses on it. That's a big old devil. You turn about 12 inches and plow about yay deep, kind of like a ripper.
How is a sod plow different? Maybe you can tell me what a ripper is too.
Well, a ripper is generally just a one spike tooth that just runs about yay deep in the ground.
About 18 inches, maybe.
Yeah, somewhere in that neighborhood. You could most of now the modern ones they're hydraulic and you can control them where you want. But the early ones, it was just like the sod plows. They had a gauge wheel out here in front on your tongue, so that see the tongue is what makes that plow go in and out when you lift them handles up. It regulates the depth of the cut. Mm-hmm. Well, in order with the sod, you know, it varies thick and thin stuff. So a guy, he'd have to be a menagerie to get them to going up and down that way. So they put a guide wheel on there. And so it only saved cut to by three, four inches. And that's what they do. And that would be for sod plowing. And the thing of it is, it always cut hard because on account of the amount of roots and what have you that's in there, turn that sod over, it cuts harder than plowed ground. After you plowed it once and got it all disked up, the next year around, no problem at all.
It wouldn't be as hard to turn.
I don't know.
I see. So those basically were the three or four different types of plows. You ever heard of a gee whiz?
No, not in our language.
Were there different types of, what would you use to prepare the soil after you had plowed it?
A harrow.
Okay, were there different types of harrows?
Well, other than big and little.
Okay. I think this gee whiz, I think that's in a different part of the country. They use that for to describe a spring tooth.
Well, harrow. Oh, yeah. Well,
are you acquainted with that?
A spring tooth harrow? Yeah, but that's a modern agent. In my day, when we was 50 years ago, when we was dry land farming and things like that, we would have either a three-section harrow or a four-section harrow, see? And every section they included another horse.
Oh, okay.
And then in the modern days when we finally ended up with tractors, we got in a little better deals, and the plows were two and three bottom plows, and they was on wheels, and then we'd use disc, and the horse disc, you know, was just one row, and it was about 8 foot long, and about 4 foot sections on each side. And then with a tractor disc back then, we had tandem discs. There was two rows of them, and then it was about, I think there was 10-foot sections there on them. And you'd take a damn good tractor, pull it, yes.
Quite in advance.
You bet. And you could set the angle different enough so they really dig, see, when you with a disc on a, on a tractor.
Now, was there ever anything with a wheel in front that you might use to carry dirt in, or
a wheelbarrow? You mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They have different names for that, or that's what they were called?
Well, okay. God, a lot of people had a lot of slang names for them, but they were just plain old wheelbarrow for that.
Okay. And what sort of bag did the seeds come in, or the type?
You mean a Bemis bag?
What is a Bemis bag?
Well, that's a fine knitted bag so that the alfalfa seed won't crawl to it and things like that. It's really a well knitted bag.
Okay, now is that different than a gunny sack?
Oh, yeah. In a gunny sack, you could hold up and see through it. You won't see through a Bemis bag. There's a fine knitted.
Do they still make those?
Oh, yeah, I think so. I haven't seen one in years, but they're pretty expensive now, I expect.
Yeah, well, I guess everything is.
Yeah.
Okay. What about, what would you call a boat with oars?
Rowboat.
Right. And what were these things you would use to sort of get your horse's attention or get him to run faster?
Well, you're talking about a quirt.
Okay, a quirt. Or did they ever use...
Buggy whip, is that what you're trying to get at?
Are there different types of whips?